As I was watching this, it got me thinking. You know, we could all use a Mr. Miyagi in our business, couldn't we?
Hey, podcast listener. You're about to discover insider tips, tricks, and secrets to making more sales and converting more prospects into customers with email marketing. For more information about the Email Marketing Podcast or the Autoresponder Guy, go to dropdeadcopy.com/podcast. Hey everybody, it's John McIntyre here, the Autoresponder Guy, and it's time for episode 11 of the Email Marketing Podcast, where we talk about the top tips, tricks, and secrets for making more sales and growing your revenue with email marketing. Today I'll be talking to Jay White, the original Autoresponder Guy. Jay has written emails for the biggest names in the business, including Rick Sheffrin, Jeff Walker, Joel Comm, Stephen Pierce, and Jay Abraham. He's a really cool guy, and I really enjoyed talking to him. Now, if anyone understands how to profit from email, it's Jay. He was the first person to market himself as an email expert, and he does the story selling email, what I talk about a lot here on this podcast, better than anyone I know. In this episode, he breaks down his strategy into steps that you can execute on today. Now, to get the show notes for this episode of the Email Marketing Podcast, as always, go to dropdeadcopy.com/EP11. Now, before we get into that, we have another review. It's 5 stars. Here it is. It's from Mark Scheer from Germany, of all places. John, love your podcast and listen to every episode, sometimes twice. Detailed, advanced email marketing strategy. One can learn so much about email marketing, and I especially like how much you focus on strategy instead of just tactics. Cheers, David Fehler. Thanks for the review, David. I totally agree. Strategy is so much more important than tactics. If you understand the strategy, you can plug in tactics as you please and just kick ass like a boss. So, yeah, that's the review. If you want to leave a review, go to dropdeadcopy.com/podcast. Follow the links, and I'll read out your review on the show. Remember to leave a link, because if you do, I'll be able to link to your site from the show notes and mention you on the show, which would be really cool. Now, let's take this party over to Jay White. It's John McIntyre, the Autoresponder Guy, coming to you from the dropdeadcopy.com, the email marketing podcast. I'm here with Jay White, who really is the original Autoresponder Guy. He's been in the game for way longer than I've, and probably everyone else from what I've heard. So it's great to have you here, Jay. How are you going?
Thanks, John. I appreciate you having me, pal.
Cheers. So we always get started by just asking the person to find out. I mean, tell us a little bit about who is Jay White and what does Jay do?
Well, I've been writing copy since the late 90s. I started writing short copy, which kind of moves right into the email and autoresponder thing. I started in radio, writing radio commercials, and then I moved into doing 6, 7, 8 years worth of catalog work. And with catalogs, it's, you know, you're pretty much under the gun. It's here's 50 words, here's 75 words, you got to sell this product. And so I learned a lot about copywriting when I was working on catalogs. I mean, that's basically where I cut my teeth. Mm. And in the direct response market, catalogs are kind of a make or break thing. And, you know, I wrote millions of words of copy, and then really developed my skills there and learned how to sell. And in 2006, I launched my own freelance company and started writing online for direct response marketers, internet marketers, these kind of things, information products. And I found that my skills translated very well into email copy and autoresponder copy. A lot of the same principles I learned through catalog, I was able to apply to emails and get the same good results. So I came right out of the chute, you know, pretty quickly. I was able to gather, you know, people like Alex Mondozian and Joel Comm and Stephen Pierce and Jeff Walker and Rich Sheffer and a lot of the big name internet marketers at the time. I was able to call them friends and clients pretty quickly because of the way that my emails worked for them. I was able to kind of establish my, like you said, I was kind of the original autoresponder guy. In a way, I really was. I think maybe I was one of the first ones to market myself as an email and autoresponder copywriter, you know, expert. And since then, you know, things have just been going great guns for me. So
that's cool. Okay. So you've been a copywriter like way before the internet as well. So like direct response copy. So it's great to get that kind of perspective. I only got into copywriting after you know, the internet's been around for years. So I only got into copywriting in the last year or two. So it's interesting to go back even, you know, 10, 20 years and find out how someone else approaches it. So cool. All right. So today, me and Jay were just talking about what we could talk about. And we decided, so we'll focus on one of the big problems that Jay thinks people have when it comes to email marketing, which is most people don't know how to engage with their readers. They say the wrong things or they say the right thing at the wrong time. And what happens is people stop listening to their emails. They stop opening the emails. And in the end, they don't get the sales that they want. So we're going to walk through that. So let's talk about that first, Jay. Tell us more about this big problem that people have that they don't engage. What's going on here?
Well, I found that, you know, it, in the past, when, you know, even as little as 10 years ago, email was still sort of a novelty, you know. And when we got an email, we would pretty much open it because it was, you know, kind of cool. You say, hey, we got an email. But, you know, as time went on and as marketers saw the advantages of marketing through email and the low costs of reaching prospects and buyers, you know, we start getting bombarded with more and more email, which means every time you open your inbox, there's dozens, if not hundreds, of email messages for you to go through. Many of them spam and whatnot, but still, you've got a lot of things to look at every day. So you've got to, as a marketer, from a marketer standpoint, you have to find a way to get them to, first of all, open the darn thing, and then after they open it, to keep reading past the first or second line, because you know, if you don't engage them right away, then you lose them, and the whole thing, everything that you've created in your email, your whole sales, pitch, or your whole relationship building, you know, writing, it's all gone, you know. So I found that engaging them in using the proper techniques and is key to getting somebody to stick with your email and keep reading it, keep going to the next line, to the next line, to the next line, until you finally get them to the place where you want them to make a decision, which is clicking a link and going to another sales message.
So you mentioned that. So you have your own method that you go about to do this. What's your method?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I wish I had a patent on it, but I really don't. It's just something I just kind of fell into. And really what it is it's all based around a concept that I like to call water cooler talk. When you think about it, I thought about what is it that gets people engaged? What is it that gets people to what I like to call, you know, lean forward and cock an ear and listen to somebody? Well, you know, I thought about in the morning when you go to work, if you work in an office environment, you know, everyone gathers around the coffee cooler, the coffee machine or the water cooler or whatever, and they just, you know, they just kind of talk about their morning or what happened last night or whatever. And if somebody steps up to this group and they say, you know what, I can't believe what I saw coming to work today. Well, if somebody says something like that, everyone stops and everyone leans in and they give that person their attention with that one statement. So I found that if you can start off emails, or even in subject lines, if you can start off emails with statements like this that engage people right away, that makes them, you know, lean in and listen, then you're going to grab attention a lot quicker and you're going to hold on to it, you know, a lot quicker. Now there's a lot more to it, you know, I mean, but that's kind of the crux of it right there, is if you can start off a conversation like you're just talking with people around the water cooler. And really all it is, wow, I can't believe what my daughter did last night. Or I can't, did you see that thing on the news I'm so mad I could spit nails, you know? I mean, when somebody says that, you stop and you go, why? I like to call it the National Enquirer effect, because it's that people got to know, you know, thing. And it's human nature. We all have to know what the scoop is. We all have to know what the skinny is. And that's why the National Enquirer is right there at the checkout counter. And every week there's something different. And every week people pick that thing up and buy it by the millions, because they have the things on the front that are exactly like this. You know, people got to know what's going on with this starlet and that starlet. And, you know, and it's it's that same thing. I just tap into that in an email format and try to you know slide through the email using that same technique with for engagement.
I think that's a fantastic point because, like, yeah, I've had clients come to me and they'll say, look, you know, we need some emails or we need you to take a look at our current emails. And they'll say stuff like, you know, the first line of the email will be, I hope you're enjoying this email series. And, like, it's well-intended. Like, I mean, nice guy, right? But no one's going to read that and go, oh, I have to read this email. They're going to, like, it's – who cares?
Right, right.
You know, people really need to understand that it's like an attention economy, you might call it, that we have to be getting people's attention. If we can't get their attention and keep it, then everything else is a total waste of time.
Right. And, you know, even after you get their attention with a statement like that, that makes them lean in, you have to keep it. So each line is very critical, especially at the beginning, to leading to the next one. And, you know, what I like to do is maybe come in with a story or some kind of, you know, 2-3 little paragraphs about something that I saw or the reason that I'm so mad that I could spit nails or the reason I can't believe what I saw or the reason that I'm laughing so hard I can barely, you know, control myself. Yeah. You know, when I start off with that statement, I have to follow it up with the statement of why. Here's why. And then I like to tie it in with somehow tie it in with a specific want, need, desire, or problem that prospect is experiencing at that time, and then position the product as the answer to that problem. Okay, I know that sounds a little bit, maybe a lot of people are listening to this scratching their head, but that's my method. It's pulling them in with a good story, and then transitioning into a want, need, desire, or problem that they're experiencing as a prospect or a buyer for a specific niche, and then positioning the product as the answer to that without really selling anything. It's not. We were talking earlier, and I don't push people through my email. I don't shove them through my emails. I take them by the hand, and I gently lead them down this little road, and I show them things on each side, and I, you know, it's just a gentle nudge more than a push. And at the end of the road is the link, and that's the answer to their problem. And the entire journey is predicated on that notion.
So we'll talk about that in a moment, how to actually do the sales stuff. Well, I think now would be a great time to find out, how do you find stories? Where do you come up with these stories, and how do you turn it into an opening statement?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. And where I like to pull stories from three different sources. I like to pull stories from the personal side of things. I like to, if I'm writing for a client, I like to find out some personal stories from them. That relate to, you know, that can relate to a want, need, desire problem that the prospect is experiencing. I've written about my own kids. I've written about my wife, my family, school, friends, you know, these kind of things. Personal stories resonate with people. And, you know, if you can get them nodding their head and saying, yeah, you know what, I had the same experience, or yeah, I watched, you know, I did that too, or I experienced this too. That can go a long way with people. I also like to do cultural issues, you know, deal with cultural issues. This is a big one. When you start tapping into the cultural side of things, you can really engage people there, because you can talk about, you know, something you saw on television or a song that you heard or a movie, you know, a scene from a movie, these kind of things. You know, if I step up to a group at the water cooler and I say, oh, I went and saw, you know, the new Iron Man movie this weekend. What are they going to do? Oh, wow, I wanted to see that. What, you know, is it good? Right. You know, is as good as the first two? All of a sudden, there's a conversation going there. And so if I can use something from that movie in my email, I'm going to do it. Same way with popular shows, popular music, you know, these kind of things. I love doing that in an email. The third thing I like to pull from is topical issues, the issues of today. And really, you know, the best way to get stuff like that is to open an USA Today, you know, newspaper, and just look at what people are talking about and reading about. And, you know, in writing an email based around that, did you see what happened with this particular situation? Now, obviously, we don't want to go towards things that are controversial, like, you know, politics or religion or you know, some very controversial issues, because you're going to alienate a big part of your audience. But, you know, you if you just want to say, wow, did you see what happened with this guy over here? You know, and yeah. These little quirky stories, you can take those things all day long and turn them into emails. It's all about engaging people in a conversation and making them go, that's interesting, you know. Yeah. And so cultural topics, or cultural things, topical things, and personal things are usually the three places I like to pull, you know, stories from. And there are thousands, if not millions, of things that you can talk about.
Right. Absolutely. You know, I was reading something the other day. It talks about how you can pull from anything. Like you could say, you know, on the way to work this morning, I got caught in a traffic jam. And then that can be the seg into whatever you're trying to sell that day. It's incredible. You can pick anything. You just, it doesn't even have to be a story. It just, as long as it relates, as long as you can find a way to relate it back to whatever you're trying to sell, it doesn't matter.
Absolutely. Let me write an email right now. If you're trying to sell a product that's going to help you start your own home business and you know, become an internet marketer, you can start out with that whole thing right there. Today, you know, I was driving to work and I got caught in a horrible traffic jam. Start describing the traffic jam. I could see cars for miles in both directions. The guy next to me was screaming into a cell phone. The lady on the other side was putting on makeup. You know, it was obvious we were going to be here for hours. I was going to be here for late. My day had already started off on a bad note. And, you know, I started thinking to myself, wouldn't it be great if I'd never had to, you know, if I'd never had to commute like this ever again? You know, wouldn't it be great if I had a job where I you know, my biggest commute would be from the bed to the coffee machine and then to my home office? You know, wouldn't it be great if I didn't have to sit here in a suit and tie in this horrible traffic jam and, you know, show up to work with a screaming boss? I could just, you know, stroll into my office whenever I wanted to, do a little work, and then maybe, you know, go to the beach or go see a movie. I mean, that's an easy one. That is an easy one right there. You're basically pulling out a problem, which is a traffic jam. You're tying it into, you know, a want, need, desire, or problem that you're experiencing, which is, I wish I didn't have to go to the office. I wish I didn't have to mess with this commute. And you're saying, you know, wouldn't it be great if there was a way out of this? Well, guess what? There is. There's your link. Here's the product, and this will help you achieve, you know, that particular goal that you're looking for. It's extremely easy. And this is the way I've been writing emails for years. And they've been, you know, they've been doing very well for my clients and myself.
Okay. So you just mentioned there, like, you did the transition, how it's like, oh, you know, I'm sick of sitting in traffic jams, and, you know, I was, and then I got this product and now everything's changed. Is there a technique or a special way to transition from any sort of story into being able to drop a link to your sales page in there? Is there a way to do it, or is it just a kind of practice thing? Do it over and over again and you get better.
Well, you know, there are several ways to do it, and it is something that you practice and you get better at. But there's what I like to do is before I start my email, I like to figure out what that transition is going to be and how my particular story ties into a want, need, desire, or problem that the prospect is experiencing. So I look for a thread, you know, something that connects the both things. And I call it my kind of like statement. And I know that's pretty simple, but I basically say this want, need, desire, or problem is kind of like, you know, what? And so I start out with the problem, and then I say, well, it's kind of like what I just saw in, you know, it reminds me of what I saw in a movie. Or for example, I'll just tell you, one time I was trying to write an email for a client, and I couldn't. He was a business coach or whatever, trying to get more students into his program. And I was watching my daughter in the next room as she was watching The Karate Kid on TV. And she was trying to do the whole Karate Kid move, you know, Daniel-san was doing in the movie, right? And she kept falling down. She was like 4 or 5 years old. And it was just one of those things where you saw it and I started thinking, you know what? If she had a Mr. Miyagi like Daniel-san did, then she could, you know, she could master this in no time. And I thought to myself, you know what? If that's what everybody needs a Mr. Miyagi. The people that are going to, you know, the people that are looking for a business coach, need that Mr. Miyagi kind of guy. So I wrote this email all about this story about my daughter. Didn't go on too long. I just basically set it up and said, you know, as I was watching this, it got me thinking, you know, we could all use a Mr. Miyagi in our business, couldn't we? Somebody who could teach us and help us master and help us achieve the big goal and da 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 da. Well, that's exactly what this person, you know, this client is, and that's what he has for you today. So it's just kind of things like that. You look at it and you go, you know, that it this whole problem is kind of like what? Well, it's kind of like what, you know, what was going on in the Karate Kid. That was a little bit of inspiration that happened right in front of me, you know, at the moment. And but if you can kind of key in your mind into seeing those things all around you, then you will see so many stories and so many different things that you can tie into to your emails. It will be remarkable. And people will love it. They will engage with you. Mm. And they will nod their head as they're reading and go, yeah, I remember that scene. Or, yeah, I love that song. Or, yeah, I was just watching that show again the other night. Or, yeah, my kid did the same thing. And once you have that, you have relationship. And you have a connection with them somehow, which means that there's a better chance of them sticking with you through the whole message instead of feeling like, wait a minute, what's this guy trying to sell me? I hope that makes sense. I know I'm kind of rambling on.
It's cool, man. It's amazing to hear that, like, selling, I think, at its core is the best selling is invisible. And it seems like when it is invisible, it's just telling stories. And it's not even like, you're not saying, well, here's the product, here's the benefits, here's why you should buy. You're just telling a story. And it's like the story does all the selling for you because it instantly gives the person who's reading, it's like a reference point or a frame. And that does everything. It's like the, you know, 99% of that email or a sales letter or an ad is set up. And then you put a link in there. You don't need to sell the link because it's been positioned and pre-sold in a way with the story.
Absolutely. That's you hit it right on the head there, John. I mean, it's all about pre-setting them up and making them get to the point in the link where that you ask a question and the link provides an answer. You know, isn't this what you really want? Then you have the link or the answer to your ongoing issues are right here. And then you have the link. Basically, it's just a subtle nudge that you push them towards to say, check this out. Take a look at it. It's not buy now, buy now, buy now. Yeah. We've all heard that and been hammered to death with that. Mm. This is more of an easy, gentle, persuasive technique that's very subtle, very smooth, you know, and very unhindered. So we want people to read our emails without any speed bumps or any hiccups at all. It's just something that's very easy and very smooth to consume. And at the end is just the inevitable link that, you know, is easily clicked on and clicked through.
Fantastic. This has been absolutely amazing. It's great to hear, like, you know, writing emails and doing sales stuff and marketing, it doesn't have to be complicated or difficult. It's, you know, really is just this story stuff. So it's been extremely helpful to get you on here.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Well, just before we go, give yourself a plug. Tell us where the, you know, the listeners can find you, and then we'll say goodbye.
Okay. Well, you know, I did put together a process, a formula, I guess, if you will, that basically walks you through each part of my technique for email writing. And it's very detailed. It's very informative. It's probably 8 or 10 hours long in total. And I walk you step by step through everything: subject line, opener, story, transition, you know, wants, needs, desires, problems, positioning the product properly, following up with features and benefits, closing it out, what to put in the PS, what to do in specific situations where, you know, some things may fit better than others, frequently asked questions about formatting, length, width. I mean, you know, all these different things, questions you might have about email marketing, put them all in a product called Email Copy Made Easy. And you can find that at emailcopymadeeasy.com. Mm-hmm. And You know, I hope to see you there. This is an easy way to make email marketing more successful and more prosperous for you. And it's a fun way to do it too. You don't have to sit down and think, oh, I got to write another email, man. I mean, you can sit down and go, oh, I've got this great story. And boom, you can knock these things out in 10, 15 minutes. And your subscribers, your readers will absolutely eat them up. And you'll start getting feedback on them saying, yeah, I love that story about this. Or, oh, when you mentioned this, it made me remember, you know, and suddenly there's a conversation and you're engaging people. When you can engage your audience, they tend to know, like, and trust you more, which means, you know, there's going to be more sales involved down the road or even immediately. So emailcopymadeeasy.com, check it out and give it a look, and I would love to see you inside.
Fantastic. Cool. All right, Jay, thank you for that. Thanks for coming on.
All right, thanks, John. Appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, everybody, thanks for listening. If you want to discover more insider tips, tricks, and secrets about driving sales with email marketing, sign up for daily email tips from the Autoresponder Guy. Go to dropdeadcopy.com/podcast. Sign up, confirm your email address, and I'll send you daily emails on how to improve your email marketing and make more sales via email. You'll find out why open rates don't matter and the 7-letter word that underlies all effective marketing and much more.